Crying.
Crying. That was from our poet.
This isn't my sentiment, but how about this?
Bitch.
I'll play devil's advocate. I'm men haters.
Okay, feminist, man hater, feminist, bitch,
lesbian,
feminist, lesbian,
white. Okay. People of color have often associated feminism as a white movement.
Okay.
Activist. Compassionate rage. Spirituality. Crusaders.
Do you want to give a lot of stuff up there? Any other things?
Childcare.
Some people have thought about this. Anything else?
I'd like to see balance.
Pro-choice.
Balance.
Okay. Responsibility.
Power.
Gentle anger.
It's like compassionate rage here.
Caregiver.
Care-receiver.
And receiver.
Myth.
What do you mean by that? Myth. You mean when you think of feminist, you think of myth?
I think of the word feminism. And I don't know, it is the males have dominated and made the rules for everything. All right? And it's something that I think it needs another term or something. And I really struggle with the word feminism at all.
Feminism as a term, you don't feel comfortable with. Is that what you're saying?
I think it needs to be something else. Or men have to have a change of attitude before whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of these terms might make people feel uncomfortable. I mean, obviously, women's lib is a sort of derogatory term. Clearly, bitch, man hater. Lesbian to some people would be a derogatory term to associate that with feminist. Are there other ones up here that are clearly derogatory or uncomfortable?
Anger isn't one that is like. Wait, is gentle anger all one word?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the anger say, part of it.
That's not well accepted. Mm-hmm. That's not typical.
Mm-hmm. White is sort of derogatory.
Liberal.
Do you think so?
People aren't comfortable with power.
Power?
Especially when somebody who hasn't had it.
Pro-choice?
Yes.
Okay. What about every? Crusaders, maybe? Depending on which side you're on. Okay. Seems like we need, for Daryl's sake and also for the rest of us, to come up with more of a definition of what it means to be a feminist, I suppose. Does anybody have any suggestions? What is a feminist in your mind? These are some of the ideas that come to mind. Some of the, immediate concepts. But what's a definition? What is a feminist?
I'm not sure I want to take a crack at defining it, but I'd almost like to redefine the question. Not can men become feminists, but what is in male self-interest to become more concerned about women's issues? Because I believe that ultimately, we do things out of selfish motives. And I think if men are only trying to be in tune with the women's issues to impress women, then I think that that's kind of shallow. It's a shallow rationale for it. I think men need to really consider what's in it for men to think about building a more just society that not only includes women, but people of color.
Yeah. So why don't we hold that for a minute and first define so that other people can have a sense of whether they're on board or not.
The first time I heard the word feminist was in 1972, an article I read by Leonard Swidler that was called, Was Jesus a Feminist?
Uh-huh.
Before that article, he used the definition, a feminist is one who affirms and supports the value and leadership of women.
Affirms and supports the value and leadership of women. Okay.
Is that different than the value and leadership of humans?
Person?
Yes.
Yeah. Who affirms and supports the what? Leadership of women?
Value and leadership, but I'm not. It wasn't my definition. That was one I liked.
Okay.
But hasn't that changed somewhat since women have come into leadership roles by behaving like men? And haven't we moved to now thinking more about what's a woman's leadership like that's not in a three-piece suit? And,
well, this is just one definition. Are there other definitions before we question the definition? Do we want to flesh out this definition? Men and women who have thought about this, is this what you think a feminist is?
I would say someone not only who supports the value and leadership of women, but someone who believes that it hasn't been supported well enough in the past. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who believes a change needs to happen? Okay. Why would they be called feminists then?
Jeff? Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
I would add to that definition, I would add person who affirms and supports the feminine values and leadership.
The feminine values.
Yeah, I just add feminine to the end of the first line.
Oh.
However, if you want to make it categorical, yeah, change.
Feminine. Like that?
I would also add gifts, because not every woman is blessed with leadership gifts. That's not a cop-out, but she's blessed with other gifts that are just as moving and just as changing.
Value, gifts, and leadership.
Jeff? I think it's also a standpoint from which to critique institutions and experience from the standpoint of a woman's perspective.
Standpoint from which
to critique institutions and experience.
And experience, okay?
So in a critical way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it becomes a tool that you use. Place to stand.
Mm-hmm.
Place of new insight on situation.
Maybe everyone else already understands this, but I want to be sure that I say, from my point of view, that whatever movement is made, that it is done in a positive, caring way, and not in a negative context of look at what the disservice that you've done to me, but instead. This is how we need to change it, and I don't know if I want to dwell on what's happened in the past, because we all know and understand it, and that doesn't bring out positive feelings.
So no anger.
I want to be positive and motivated.
No anger.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't really agree with that. I see criticism of the past and an understanding of the way that the situation has come about to be a really large problem.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily creation of positive feelings either.
Can you say that shortly, louder? They didn't hear you.
Oh, sorry. I just was saying that I didn't really agree with that, because I see this whole movement as necessarily critiquing in a negative way or bringing out the negative aspects of the historical developments that have brought about this whole.
Yeah, prophetic. Or front. One thing that I would have put up here that I think is a basic concept that we haven't gotten yet is that gender, a feminist would believe that gender is one of the most important bases of structure and organization in the social world. You understand that? That gender ends up being something that controls a lot of who we are and what we do. And a feminist is not necessarily it's not simply that a person is a woman or feminine values, but simply without any looking at masculine values or feminine values, a feminist is one who says that sexual presuppositions are what our society is structured around. I think that's an important point, that feminists would assert that other people would say, well, there are two alternatives. Some people would say, well, yeah, that's because women have to bear children and women have these feminine values and whatnot, so they are different from men, and so therefore men should be more competitive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and women should take care of the home fires. So some people would say that. Other people would say the reason that we have wars and all of this destruction and destruction of the environment is because of male values. We need to bring female values back. So I would say before we talk about feminine values, we need to acknowledge that a feminist is first and foremost someone who clearly sees that there is a sexual basis to roles and to structures in our society. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Would it be, what would happen if we put men and women in that first line?
This?
But no, the second line.
Of okay, men and women. Okay.
Would that agree with what you said?
It's a person, what I would say first is it's a person who sees that society is gender shaped, it's biased. Thank you. So are we getting close to a definition that people feel comfortable with? Go ahead.
You said you don't hear people talking about feminism anymore. It seems to me that when we talk about definitions, one of the things in the women's studies circle is that we don't talk about feminism anymore, we talk about feminisms.
Feminisms.
And that there's more than one expression of feminism, and so some of this fine-tuning that's going on is narrowing the definition to one's own kind of feminism.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than expanding out, and I would try and look for a core in all of those varieties of feminism and say that they would share a negative statement that women are no less important than men.
Mm-hmm.
But that the basis of that statement varies. It may be, for example, women are no less important than men because they're both equally sinful and in need of God's grace. Or women are no less important than men because women are more important and morally superior, which was a common 19th century position coming out of the doctrine of the notion of separate spheres. And depending on what your central principle is and where it comes from,
You have a different agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Different tactics.
Mm-hmm. One breakdown that I found in a book that I was reading about the issue of feminism is that there are three types: liberal feminists, socialist feminists, and radical feminists today. A liberal feminist would be someone who believes that that the way our country is set up today, the way people live, is conducive to women. We just simply need to make women aware of that fact, build up women's own confidence, their own ability to take advantage of the options that are available to them, their freedom, their opportunity in various jobs that have been traditionally male-oriented, etc. And that eventually women will catch up, sort of like a trusting in the system approach. That's where I would guess most feminists reside. Socialist feminist is someone who says, yeah, but the society really works against this sort of thing. And besides which, it's not just a woman's responsibility, it's the whole society's responsibility. So it's not simply that a woman needs to claw her way into a corporation, but rather the corporation has to seek the gifts of women, the military has to seek the gifts of women. Various areas, through various legislative means, we have to get women, we have to work at correcting the mistake. It's a sociological view of things. It's a socialist. Radical feminists believe that men are the problem and women are the solution. And that the more you can bring women into leadership, the more that you can get men's neuroses out of leadership, the better a culture and society you will have. The radical feminists are the ones that generally are the most negatively termed in our understanding of feminists: bitch, lesbian, those kinds of things. Man-hater. If you look at an issue, for example, the issue of daycare in our society, a liberal would say, there are sources of daycare, we need to make them somewhat more available. A woman is responsible for getting daycare if she wants to work, but those opportunities are there. And so we don't have to work too much at this because really our culture is well on the way. The socialists would say, we let women take care of children. Why is that? Aren't children a family consideration? Also, aren't children a whole society's consideration? It's not just whether you choose to have children, it's the future of the nation or the future of the society. So therefore, we need to respond in a holistic way, not simply allow it to be dealt with in a sort of conservative or liberal way. We really need to force people to take part in the whole system of caring for children in daycare. I'm not sure how a radical feminist would deal with it. But there, at least, you can see the difference between those two kinds. I think, though, on this issue of the question, can men become feminists, now that we've done this preliminary stuff, if you're, are you ready to move on to the question? Or? Mm-hmm.
That men signing there is not really, I don't really think that that's right. Maybe that's the way we'd like to see it, but or some very liberal people would like to see it, but I don't think that's really the definition of feminists in our society.
So you would take the position that men cannot become feminists?
No.
You wouldn't take that position?
No.
Oh.
That's not, I agree.
But I think
the emphasis of feminism doesn't...
I don't think that men...
It doesn't emphasize men's gifts.
Men are
it
the ones
emphasizes women's gifts.
No. Men's gifts are already appreciated.
That's
so
what I'm
trying to say. Even their feminist is working...
You're saying that men have gifts that are different from women's gifts, and that men's gifts we've got enough of.
No. I'm just saying that if you define yourself as a feminist, you support the values of women in that particular case. That doesn't mean that, you know, that on the other hand you don't support the values of men too, but as
separate
a feminist, well,
separate issue.
This feminine was up here defining these issues. And so I thought that whoever said that wanted the feminine side of men as well.
I think the feminine is a completely different issue as
so
well.
So do I. Should we take it out?
Yes.
Sounds like we're building up for a fight here.
You know what?
Okay, now.
I think a lot of feminists would disagree with that because at least a lot that I've read is that feminist supports a feminine style. We saw a circle, we saw balance, we saw a lot of values up there that are considered feminine values for whatever reasons. And a lot of people are saying that that it's not just getting people of the female gender into corporations, but it's changing the nature of how a corporation operates using feminine values to do that, and that feminism is taking that on. And so I don't know if we can just discount that, because there's a lot of important people writing that.
Why can't we just go with that? I mean, why does, what about, I mean, women, I don't understand why we have to isolate, because women have masculine and feminine values as well, and we're trying to incorporate all of their values of who they are.
What is a feminine value? I mean, this came up in a we had before here. Like, I mean, is compassion? Somebody was saying, well, men need more some feminine values like compassion. I go, whoa, hold it right here. What is a feminine value before we go on any further? Just so from my own knowledge. Mm-hmm. How does that differentiate from a value that all of us share?
Okay. Yeah.
Before
Joanette, someone answer that. Go ahead.
Well, historically, we can see where that one of the ways that happens is in the 19th century with industrialization and the separate to oversimplify the separation of the workplace and the home. And the sorts of values that were needed for men to be successful in the marketplace, in commerce, in industry, were not the traditional Christian values. And so the things that got you ahead, if you were a man, were to be assertive and proud, and things that Christians had said were evil, and not compassion and humility and gentleness, etc., etc. Those were all assigned to women, who then were the keepers of religion. It's a very bizarre thing that happens in the 19th century with a reversal of understandings of what feminine characteristics are. Up until that time, most of the history of Christian teaching about women is not that women are gentle, compassionate, kind, loving, all of those things. It's that they're carnal, temptresses, dangerous, evil.
Interesting.
You know, all these bad things. So it's really a culturally defined thing for all young ones as to think that it's archetypal. We can see how it shifts in the literature and the behavior of our culture in about the 19th century.
Mm-hmm. That's helpful. So these values are sort of, the socialist option would be the better option to understand those values, because you look at it as something, values are given to people by the society. They aren't actually inherent in the gender. Go ahead.
I would like to suggest that if a feminist would try to define femininity by the woman instead of defining a woman by some societally generated idea of feminine.
Mm-hmm. Define femininity by how women are, rather than...
If a woman is assertive, she can still be feminine,
mm-hmm.
even though that's not a societally thought of feminine quality. And a feminist would work to define femininity by the women that we have, to look at the women and say, this is what women are. They can be assertive and strong and powerful, and that's femininity. Just as much as compassion and love and these other things that we have traditionally thought of as feminine.
And what we're confusing here, though, is femininity and feminist. A feminist, I think, is primarily one who believes that culture is shaped by gender roles, and it doesn't have anything to do with femininity, masculinity, per se. A feminist is not someone who is necessarily convinced that feminine values are better or masculine values are better. A feminist is someone who simply believes that it has, they have been the keepers of the idea over the past 100 years since, you know, trying to get the vote.
What I'm saying is that a feminist is someone who tries to define femininity by women instead of defining women by feminine.
Possibly.
A practical definition instead of a theoretical one. You look and see who's there, what they're like. Is that what you're suggesting?
Uh-huh. Being. No stereotypes.
Okay. If that's what you want. Any other talk on this definition? Seems like we're going around the definition a lot here. Instead of really getting to the issue of what?
Let's go forward.
Okay, let's go forward. The question that I want to ask then is, in your experience, have you seen men who have actually become feminists? Let's ask this. Have you seen women who are feminists? Let's ask that first.
Why do you ask the question in two different ways? You just said, can men become feminists? Are women feminists? And there's an assumption there already.
Are women feminists? Yeah, I'm sort of assuming that.
But men have to become feminists.
I'm asking, can they become or have they become?
Well, with Jeff's definition, I would think that even women would have to become feminists. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's cultural, isn't it?
So I guess I don't understand. What are you saying?
Why did he ask the question?
Not to get back to definitions again, but an important piece for me in this is the definition of sexism. Sexism, in my mind, is prejudice plus power. So that, in my view, that men are capable of being sexist in this society, but women are not. Women are as prejudiced as men, but they don't have power associated with it, so that they can't commit an act of sexism. So the process of becoming a feminist for a man is different than the process of becoming a feminist for a woman, because men need to consider how they will give up power, how they will give up influence, and not their rights, but their privileges.
Okay.
And it's an act of giving up as opposed to the same, it's a different act for women than it is for men, mm-hmm. becoming a feminist.
Mm-hmm. And the reason for that, do people understand that? The reason for that is because right now we're in a patriarchal society where men have the power. Feminists are people who draw attention to this. Patriarchalists, patriarchy people, are people who say this is not an issue. This is not an issue. Men happen to run corporations because men are better at this than women are. Women happen to take care of their children, etc., because women are better at this than men. And there isn't an issue of gender specificity in this culture, or another way of saying it is that gender specificity is fine the way it is. That's patriarchy. Now, what you're saying is that for men to become feminists, they first need to give up patriarchy.
And to begin to, in order for men to do that, they need to honestly answer the question, what's in this for me? For me to give up power and authority, influence, for me to give up my white male privileges, what is in my good self-interest for me to be willing to give up that? And I think until men confront that question, which I was getting at earlier, I don't think they really can consider becoming a feminist because they don't understand how it would enhance them as an individual. And I believe that's a very important question for men to address.
Well, what would they give up, or what would they gain?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what will you gain by giving up some things?
That's a sort of idealistic position. If you think of the movement in the 60s of racial equality, I mean, there really needed to be some force applied in order to get people to start changing, though there's much to be gained in our culture by accepting blacks and minorities as equal. Nobody's doing it for that reason. They're doing it because it's forced. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Now, I'm a little bit puzzled. I think that you talk about power. I think males talk about it from the standpoint of their job situation. And so they see power, I guess, on that level. But I've raised children, and I think in the past that was delegated to the women, but certainly it isn't anymore. Tremendous power in raising children. You develop a lot of what they're going to be. And I don't understand. I mean, what's more powerful? The person who is controlling some corporation, or the person who is developing a mind, either in teaching or in raising a child? So, power. Mm-hmm. I'm confused.
That's exactly what you're trying to say. What you're giving us the power of running the corporation by the absolute power of running the corporation and gaining the power of raising a mind. That's what you're trying to say.
I would just add to that real quickly, too, that I think the other force that we need to contend with is institutional sexism, that force that we really can't mitigate against individually. I can raise my children to be culturally and gender sensitive, yet they're being also reared by a society that is maybe not wholly as sensitive as I'd like them to be. So I also need to be a trans society, not just the raiser of my children, if mm-hmm. this change is going to come about. Mm-hmm.
So there needs to be more proactive force, too.
The big force of feminism, though, also, we talked about it already, has to do with economic imbalance. And, mm-hmm. you know, when we pay as much for people who raise minds as people who run corporations, then maybe we will have reached what the feminists are worried about.
Right, good question. So feminists, in essence, what you're alluding to is the fact that feminists are really hard hitters when it comes to critique of our culture, though we don't hear that much about them these days in the media and whatnot, right?
Yeah, that was Jerry's point about a vantage point of mm-hmm. critique. But, mm-hmm. because I think power is one thing, and that is a realistic thing to talk about. And then economics, money is the other thing. Mm-hmm. We can say and feel and believe there's a lot of power in raising kids. I absolutely agree with that, but that doesn't mean it's given any credence or economic support.
Well, I've been reading some Christian African feminists lately, and one of the things that really impresses me about them is, on this very point, how you convince people to give up something. And you know how they do it. They say, look at the model of Christianity, that Christianity is about giving up. And I'm trying to think of the phrase this particular one woman used, not that you have expected kenosis, that you expect everyone always to be giving up, mm-hmm. but that the model of God who gives up power is really what is the model of Christianity. And so we're not saying to men, be like women, but be like Jesus.
Mm-hmm. My question to that is that how do we let women know that it's all right to be a receiver and to receive vacation time, to receive love that you don't always have to expect or return it? How do we then say that men are going to have to give up something, but it's also all right for women to gain something here?
Well, there are a lot of problems on many fronts. Do you feel like there are feminists around anymore? I mean, are there people in this room who consider themselves to be feminists? Right, raise your hand if you think you're a feminist. How did you get to be a feminist, and how is that expressed on a daily basis? Anyone? Go ahead.
I think that my wife was one of the reasons why I became a feminist, became aware of the feminine qualities in myself. And with that, you have to be active. When I was a graduate student, I took care of a 6-month-old child, a 1-year-old child, a 2-year-old child, 2.5-year-old child while I was a graduate student. certain amount of time. But you, I think that you have to be in a position, at least in our society, that allows you to partake of just about all the different things that is a normal woman's role.
So you're saying that to become a feminist, you sort of act out the kinds of things that women do, and that helps to
that helps
educate.
That's not the whole thing, of course.
Yeah.
I encountered feminism probably at first. Well, I think my mother was a feminist, but at first, when I had a class on the psychology of women, where we talked a lot about how advertising has created a lot of the images and roles and stereotypes. And from that point, I realized that there's a lot of people who are talking about the ways in which women think that are very different than the ways in which men think, not specifically to do with child rearing or cooking or economic or corporations, but that there are very different ways in which women perceive everything, and that led into that there are different ways in which women perceive God and how they experience spirituality, and that's probably where a lot of it has peaked for me.
So you came to an understanding of a psychological difference in how people are, and that's helped you to look at things different all down the line since then?
Yeah, I guess so. Psychologically and spiritually.
Uh-huh, good. Okay. Are there other people who... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, could I ask, and this maybe is specific, but is it an understanding or a widely held belief that there is a different way of approaching something based on sex by, I mean, is that something which is a personal feeling one would have, or is that something that is widely viewed in certain circles as something which is natural and part of being human, being alive?
You mean gender specific responses?
Yeah,
that men respond to
do most people here, or is it a commonly held perception that women have different experiences than men and that the bridge cannot be gapped? My concern with the tone of that point of view is that a bridge is being developed which is going to be hard to cross, and that the experiences that one shares are not specific to feminine or masculine values, but values that all humans have, and that there are certain values in us that have been perverted and abused, which need to be bridged and crossed and dealt with together, not separated by sex.
I don't believe that that's a separation. I believe that it's expressing just how magnificent our various experiences are and how much they can complement each other and how much they can create a general human acknowledgement, but that... Yeah, I do agree that there has been a lot of division that has come out, but that I don't think there is. I mean, in my own relationships, it has generally created much more of a connection than a separation.
So Interestingly, these your two opinions are sort of a classic, as I see it, feminist patriarchal understanding of things. The feminist saying that gender is a basic difference, a way that society has in the past chosen to give people different paths, different ways of thinking about things, different vocations, different expectations, different economic bases, choices and all of that stuff. And the patriarchal system has generally said that's fine or it's not an issue, you see. And what feminists are trying to do is sort of lift this up and say, wait, this was a decision someone made at some point in time. Is this a decision we want to go with or not? Let's look at this. Look at the differences that people have been offered and given as women and men, and make a decision whether that's appropriate or not.
You could maybe
I must have missed something. My point of view then would be termed patriarchal.
It would tend to be saying that there aren't...
It connotes to me a negative image of women. And I don't feel I have that, although sometimes I...
Patriarchal men wouldn't. Patriarchal men do not have a negative view of women. What they have is they have a view of the world where women fit at a certain in a certain place, and that is the appropriate. I'm not saying you have this.
Right, right. I happen to express that very differently.
Well, I'm just saying that what a feminist would be saying is that there are differences between, and also that there needs to be some change in society so that women have opportunities that they haven't had in the past. Their failure to excel in certain areas is not because of sex difference or gender difference. It's because society has given them the role.
I'm an elementary teacher, and I took a lot of classes where I was very in minority, and both and also in the working environment. And I think that there is an issue there also where a man sometimes feels that there are certain issues which, if men express themselves in that way, they are not termed masculine. And I think this also is an issue in this discussion about how it's too bad that certain issues have been, and maybe it's societal, but have been termed feminine qualities. Mm-hmm. That's separating important ways that all of us have to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an unfortunate terminology.
I think Deanne was addressing that just a minute ago by saying that society has handed these values off to women, which were before they, when the values became less important, they allowed women to have them. Just like the bad values before, which you were talking about, the woman as seductress and whatnot.
Yeah. But I don't want you to just say, oh, Dave, you're expressing a patriarchal position, because I think there's a feminist position that's like that. Because if we look at the varieties of feminism, there's a feminist position very much like she was saying, that women and men have different experiences and different perceptions of the world, and maybe that comes out of right brain, left brain stuff. Maybe it comes out of the potential for reproduction. Maybe it comes out of societal things. And American feminism has tended to say it's mostly cultural. And if you change the culture and you change behaviors, it will be different. Some continental European feminists are much more essentialist about that,
mm-hmm.
that there's really something different
mm-hmm.
between men and women. And so I don't think you can just say that what Dave is suggesting is a patriarchal position.
So his is more essentialist, is what you're saying?
No, hers is more essentialist.
I wasn't saying that. But
on the basis
of five senses, I don't think we can leap to those kind of conclusions. That's all.
Well, I'm trying to. One of the things that I would hope that we would get to is a way of being able to think about it more clearly. I think to talk about there being essential differences, that might be the radical feminist approach. Where they would say that.
Not always. I mean, I don't know that we need to just sort out all those categories, but just to remember that there are a lot of different kinds of feminism. And to say men and women have a lot of similarities and we don't want to push ourselves apart from each other, that's a certain kind of feminism.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused. So what's a feminist? Do feminists as such want to take the best of men and the best of women and have their separateness benefit and complement each other? Or do they want to blend together as one? If we go back to the 60s and we look at the black and the white, we wanted to blend everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're saying, let's take black and take the good
mm-hmm.
that they have to offer. Let's take the white and have the good. You know, which are we doing with feminism? I don't know.
All three.
I'm lost.
Well, isn't that what we're just trying to find out?
But different people are doing different things then.
Yeah.
So then how can we discuss the question? Till we know what...
My attitude would be to try to clear things up and try to figure out a continuum of responses, as in liberal socialist radical,
and try to understand how different people's responses would line up on that continuum. And with a little bit of help, maybe we can come to a better understanding of that. Maybe what Dave's understanding is more of a liberal feminist understanding, that men and women are more, that the values are very similar. I mean, there are qualities that are similar in men and women, and it's up to men and women to choose to be different or better if they want to. Whereas a socialist approach would be more saying, this is a bigger problem than individuals, and it requires more radical change at the heart of who we are as a culture. It would include what Mary Carlson was saying about where we put our money and how we set up our social system. So that would require... See, what I'm saying is that as we move down this way, it becomes harder and harder for men to become feminists. Because if you're talking about a socialist feminism, you're talking about changing things in the society so that men no longer have the advantages that we have. Men have a lot of advantages in our culture. Women have a lot of things that they're working against. Even in Holden, where everybody thinks we're liberal and everybody acknowledges it, women and men have men. It's easier for men to have power in some ways at Holden. As an example, this isn't any different from any place else in the world. But if you're talking about a socialist feminism, then men have to give something up, like you were saying. And so can a man become a feminist? Only if he wants to. Only if he can see some good, something, motivating him. Maybe his wife, isn't going to, hang out with him if he doesn't change his ways. So that's strong motivation. But on the other hand, he can leave her.
And I would just take that definition one step further. For me, it has to be an internal. It cannot. It's not enough to say, well, if I do this again, I'm going to win the favor of liberally minded men and women. What is it going to do for my own personal integrity to give up something in order to live in a world that's a little bit more authentic in terms of how I think God might have intended it to be? The last piece from my perspective is that part of this is the power of definitions. I mean, we're talking about definitions, and along with power comes the power to define. And unfortunately, until the last 15 years, men have been the definers of words. And that's, I think, why part of the confusion we're experiencing here this evening is because we've not struggled enough with these, I think, ultimate questions. But again, it means men need to give up the power even to define words in order to reach some better sense of what the question is.
I agree with that. I think that the process that we go through of being frustrated with not knowing what is feminism, what are we doing here, is very much a part of how we have been enculturated to need to know what the definition is before I can say I am a feminist. And that's what feminism is saying, I think, ultimately, is that this stuff is difficult. This is really hard stuff. And that's, I think, that the Black movement would agree to say that in that process of trying to make everything happy and la la la, was that they eventually are saying, no, this is equally as difficult, and there's no easy answer, and it's going to be really a struggle, and it always is going to be dialogue with a lot of tension, and it's going to bring a lot of history that would bring about a lot of anger, and that it can also come out with making a little teeny connections along the way that can bring about a lot of joy. And I think that's what feminism is struggling to do.
But I think that if you want to talk about a subject, it's better to first define what you want to talk about than I can see that we are, there are so many other subjects very close to being feminist, that some people seem to talk about something that is very close but not to really the subject that we want to talk about tonight. And that's why I really thought it was a good idea to first
well, let people say what they think, why they are being feminist, and what their approach to being feminist was, but I think we just cut that off. We just have two or three examples. I'd like to go back to that and just see what people think, why they are feminist.
Well, we have about 5 minutes.
going back to the examples that you were just saying, I was going to ask, you said just a minute ago that there are some specific Holden things that where men had inherent advantages over women. Okay, whatever, white men, whatever you say. If you seem to think that, why don't you give us an example of one of those? And then let's define our feminism with respect to that problem. And then ask, can men become feminists with respect to that problem? Because so far right now we're getting nowhere.
Holdenites come up with the. Does anybody have any ideas? I'll do it. But I. Do you want to be part of the process, or do you want a white male up front to? I'd say, okay, you want me to do it?
Yeah. We've never had a male director at Hope Village.
We've always had a
female director.
Right, you've never heard of, that's a good one.
We've had a male business director, business person.
So the big issues are things that men tend to decide on.
Operation staff is predominantly male.
Operation staff is predominantly male.
On the positive side, the ministry has been female. Much of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a ministry position.
Mm-hmm.
Up here, it's not quite
the same. I know a lot of things are geared. I mean, you're up in the mountains, a lot of things. I mean, there's certain things men can do that women can't. I mean, that's just the way that things are. Just before you start, give me this stuff, you know. I mean, I'm serious now, okay? You know, like you got some lumberjacks, or
so you
got
have
different people.
Instead of three people do it, you have cooperation instead of I can do it all myself.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying there's a lot of things that are the way they are because men can do maybe, you know, man can be stronger, he can do more things physically, like maverick stuff or whatever. Or, you know, he can do.
There's the maverick stuff.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking there's certain things that men can do that women just, I mean, no matter how you want to think that they can do the same, there's just certain things they can't do.
Like what? And I don't agree with them.
Okay, so here's...
Well, I mean, I'm saying that's why there's
that
a lot of...
fulfill your requirement?
I'm trying to explain how there's a lot of man, you know, operations. Well, how many women know how to take apart an engine? Tell me that. I mean, maybe that's why there's a head mechanic who's a man. I mean, I'm not talking about why that is. I'm just saying that's the way it is, and that's why there's differences. So,
okay, so now we have a specific problem. Anybody else want to speak to that specific holding problem? Or, go ahead.
In Seattle, they had women wanted to be on the police or on the fire department, so they had to. Write a special, give them special tests in order to be on the fire department, because there was no woman that could, was rigorous enough to meet the test.
Physical tests?
Yeah, the physical tests.
And to carry 150-pound sack of
this. I don't think there should ever be a
test. The test was made up by men.
Okay. So we got
hey,
to
yeah.
Go ahead,
Dan. Oh boy, I'd like to go back to Ron's point at the very beginning. I mean, I was really being biased talking about having men. I mean, you really have to talk whether it's men or women, or whether what Kathy and Ron were talking about were structure things. I mean, it's really, if you want to have the most efficient crew go out and cut down trees, then you would do it one way. If you want to have more women, do it more cooperatively and decide together, then to me that's a feminist stand. It's a structure. Like, we could have all men running Holden, but if they use, for me, if they use feminine structures and that was the best way to do it, if they choose feminine ways to do it, which in the future, I go with David, it's like in the future there wouldn't be a feminine and a masculine, it would just be, this is the best way to do this.
So your point would be that the sociology of Holden has had an effect, and the fact that the men tend to be in operations and that we tend to have a male director really is not a terribly, it isn't a sign of a sort of sexist world or something like that, but rather it's just sort of happenstance and it doesn't have a large effect upon Holden. Would that be your...
For me, if the men of Holden continually chose, or women, if they're in charge and continually chose always hierarchy and efficiency and getting it done as fast as you can and having one boss decide, which I'm not sure is always true here, then it would be a non-feminist.
But you could have the feminization of the organization, but if men still control the power, it's still a sexist organization. You know, and I think that's the difference.
Well, that's different than being feminist.
Right. Well, I think
for
that...
For me.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe it's terms again, but for me, I would hope that all structures would have equal opportunity to choose between masculine and feminine perspectives of how to approach a problem, each having their own validity at certain times. But if men are still controlling the organization by virtue of the positions they hold, it's still a sexist organization, and they're in the position of controlling how should we approach this this question. So I think they're, for me, they're separate issues.
Yeah.
Well, I think as long as we say that men are going to run some operation efficiently and women are going to run it with cooperation, that's still maintaining sexist viewpoints. And we need to stop We need to stop using terms right now in this discussion, such as feminine qualities and masculine qualities, and I think that's completely counterproductive to even use that at all.
And there's another one that comes up over and over again that bothers me, and it's stated in the sense that somehow men have not given up a tremendous amount by what this culture does. And that is absolutely not true. I think we see it, maybe the males see it as something not given up, but in fact, males have given up a tremendous amount by not participating in all of the things that have traditionally been associated with women.
So men have lost a lot, even though they have power.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They have power over destinies and stuff like that. But, well, I think everybody would tend to. I mean, that's an ironic understanding, but I think once they would see how you're shaping it, I think everyone would agree that men, I mean, they die 10 years sooner than women. They have more heart attacks, more diseases. They pay the price. Well, we could go on all night, but it's 10 o'clock. I apologize for the lack of clarity. I think that we can continue the conversation, though, on our own. If people want to hang around for a little bit longer and play it out some more, you can. And as time, as the week wears on, to think about your own understandings of this culture, even Holden Village as a study in gender roles. And what role these different positions, that gender positions, play in this small society and in our larger society? It's very, very interesting.
You might bring out the point that Holden is a leveler as far as what you do here.
they don't care if you have two PhDs. You're going to wash pots and pans if you're on staff, along with maybe students of yours. And that's a real healthy move in this place. Mm-hmm. That who you are makes a difference. I mean, we're all just the same. You know, it's equal in that sense. And I think that's a good step in the right direction. And I'm certainly grateful to say I'm glad there are men that can do the heavy stuff that I can't. That's a quality that they have. And I have something that they don't have, maybe. Mm-hmm. And we should be willing to exchange those things and embrace the two. Mm-hmm. And appreciate that in each other. Rather than fight, say, well, I want to do that job. Mm-hmm. I think we have to recognize where it is.
But we also have to give women the rights to do those jobs.
I agree, and I think they can do it. But I think there are a lot of men's jobs women probably aren't physically able to do.
And
vice versa.
But I hope we can get away from the terminology that the way that's done, it should be done, and we should move that way, but that is a move toward a more feminine view, because I think that tends to separate, that's a move toward a Christian view or an inclusive view, but not that there are, that those issues are strictly in the feminine domain. All of us have an interest in.
We need to get rid of the term feminist and use equalist or something like that.
You can't change reality by denying it. You have to make change. You have to start with where we're at and go from it. So if there's certain things that women have traditionally done well, let's uphold those and try to model them, and then maybe it'll change, and later we can call it equalitarians. But right now, women are oppressed, so it has to be feminist. You can't say it doesn't exist.
I think we're getting away from, we're categorizing people as feminist, non-feminist, instead of individual. What can that person do? You know, everybody is capable of different things. And to label things that, you know, they can do or what we can't do, or we can do this, they can't do that, is baloney. Because person is individually capable.
That's where you are on this continuum. Basically, you're saying that people have rights in this culture, and people have gifts in this culture, and they can express them, right?
Right.
And that's a basic liberal stance, and it's a good stance. I mean, I'm not putting it down. But it's different from the socialist stance that would say you have to change the structures, and from the radical stance that says...
And there's, I think you should go across the board, there's changes to be made in every state. Not one of those courses, and it will never be perfect.
Right.
There's changes all the time that need to be made. And, you know, you can take whatever category you think you're in, but there's changes that need to be made across the board.
The liberal feminist doesn't believe that